Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. As India enters day two of the 21-day nationwide lockdown, the total number of COVID-19 positive cases has crossed the 600 mark in India. While the cases are rising steadily in India, countries like the United States, Italy and Spain, despite all their efforts, have been struggling to contain the outbreak. To work out a global plan to contain the highly contagious outbreak, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with leaders of G20 nations, will hold a virtual summit via video conferencing today. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways has announced to temporarily suspend toll collection at toll plazas to ease emergency services in view of the coronavirus outbreak. The BJP minister stated the maintenance of roads and availability of emergency resources at toll plazas would continue in a usual manner. Mainland China reported a second consecutive day of no new local coronavirus cases as the country's epicenter of the epidemic, Hubei province, opened its borders, but imported cases rose as Beijing ramped controls to prevent a resurgence of infections. Restaurants have taken a severe beating since the outbreak of coronavirus. By extension, food delivery platforms such as Swiggy and Zomato that are functioning by themselves have also taken a big hit. Orders on Swiggy and Zomato have dropped 60% amid the pandemic. In a move that indicates India is readying for massive novel coronavirus testing, Indian Council of Medical Research has sought price quotes for the supply of 10 lakh antibody kits for diagnosis of COVID-19. It will also procure 7 lakh RNA extraction kits for a method which is currently used for COVID-19 testing in the country. The quotes should reach ICMR on March 26th. The decision marks a clear shift in India's approach towards COVID-19 testing. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.